This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. The coastal towns of Port Aransas and Rockport are trying to get back to normal 6 months after Hurricane Harvey. Both are planning aggressive marketing campaigns, hoping you'll remember the coast is open for business as we head towards spring break. As KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, one town is looking for more of a gradual launch, while the other is hoping you'll come back as soon as next week.
The Port Aransas Chamber of Commerce and Tourist Bureau has a message for you. The city and its beaches are open for business. But why the rush?
Our cash crop is tourism, and we're a tourism-based economy, no other resource of industry. So we've been shut down since August 25th, and we've had very little money coming into the community.
That's Jeff Hintz, president and CEO of the Port Aransas Chamber. He says they will be ready by next weekend to fill local hotel rooms, at least some of them.
So about 40% of those are going to be back open in March, taking visitors, and that's a big number. And we've got about 75% of our restaurants are going to be reopened by March 10th, which is a huge number. Our bars are all open, with the exception of one. And our beaches are phenomenal shape. Our fishing industry is halfway back already.
Most seaside towns would be worried to begin the travel season without being fully operational. But Port Aransas doesn't have a choice. Tourism generates $400 million a year for the local economy. Hintz estimates that nearly half that has been taken away by Harvey. Amy Van Winkle is the manager of the Tarpon Inn, a hotel that has stood in the wharf area of Port Aransas since the 1880s. She says she's looking to reopen the Tarpon in 2 weeks. But finishing repairs is only half the battle.
We really want all of our ex-employees to come back to work for us because we had a really great team at the time of the hurricane. But they've been displaced to Rockport, Corpus, even some as far as Dallas. So getting them back here and finding them housing and stuff has kind of been a hurdle for us.
It seems labor could be a bit of a choke point for much of Port Aransas' ambitions this spring. The Chamber had a job fair last month. It drew only about half the number of applicants as there are jobs to be had through the summer. It's a different industry, but the lack of labor has been a factor in the rate of reconstruction on the island.
Where we struggle, it's just strictly because of sheer volume of work, or in skilled or licensed trades and subcontractors, plumbers, electricians, things of that nature.
That's Alan Stevenson, a general contractor in Port Aransas. He's got 40 jobs already in the pipeline. To fill those faster, he would need a bunch of new workers and places for them to stay. Just up the coast, housing will also be an issue for workers in Rockport because of similar factors as Port Aransas. Entire apartment complexes were knocked out by the storm. Several workers have been displaced to other towns. As of last week, the Walmart still does not have enough workers to stay open 24 hours.
If there's no one here to work the restaurants and work the hotels and provide those service-related jobs, the whole economy struggles. So it's the linchpin to our recovery is how do we get workforce families and workforce housing married up as quickly as possible to keep them here.
Mike Kerner is director of Aransas County's long-term recovery team, a pilot program of sorts tapped by the governor to try to help residents in the Rockport area cut through the arduous red tape that has hampered past disaster recoveries. He says, unfortunately, the county has no control over housing, what he called its linchpin.
It's controlled by federal dollars. It's controlled by federal programs and the state with the GLO and things like that. So our biggest challenge is the one we have the least control over.
Kerner says what his office has been able to do is get Rockport as close to ready for business as possible. Everything from care and feeding of individuals to removing tons of debris from the county and city streets. So much debris, it was sorted, piled 10 to 20 feet high in mounds that at one time stretched for nearly 2 miles in the median on nearby Highway 35. Without all of that out of the way, it would be difficult for you to see Rockport the way Diane Probst would like visitors to.
The water's still beautiful. The sun is still outstanding. You know, as you drive through the main arteries of the community, you're going to see a lot of the things that you've known Rockport Fulton for all these years.
She is president of the Rockport Fulton Chamber of Commerce. She says they will launch their own visitors campaign later in March. The delay will allow more hotel rooms to come back online and for workers to return. She's eyeing summer before things really feel normal. But if folks just cannot wait, the town could still use help. She says Even 6 months later, there's still volunteer opportunities in the cleanup.
So coming back with the spirit of help will just catch us up even that much more.
Both towns realize that they're not where they were a year ago or as far along as they'd like to be. But as one Port Aransas resident said, no matter what, we still have the beach. Jimmy Voss, KUT News.